You're listening to Light Switch the Podcast, hosted by Erica and Sakura, a podcast to help you spark aha moments about career and life through honest conversations between two friends.
Light Switch へようこそ。異なるバックグラウンドを持つ2人があらゆるトピックについてディスカッションしていきます。このポッドキャストは日本語と英語でお送りします。
Hello everyone! Welcome Hello. Back to Light Switch the Podcast. It is December and it is end of the year. Yeah, I know. I'm really excited for the holidays. But as me and Erica were talking today, I think we're also getting very tired. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are needing a break. So ready to sleep, ready to hibernate, ready to go on a little break at the end of the year. But what does this mean? Because it's the end of the 2023, which means that we've actually been doing this podcast for a whole year.
Yay!
And I'm really proud of us. And everything that we've done, everything that we worked on. And when we initially started this podcast, we wanted to do it for 1 year, which was our goal, which I'm happy that we accomplished. And then we wanted to now take time to pause and reflect. So in this episode, we want to talk a little bit about, you know, what was fun, what was challenging, what are some of the things we learned, and also what is next. This maybe we can talk a little bit about later. You can see from the title, Goodbye for Now, but we want to take a little bit more time to take that pause and to make an intentional next move. So it's not going to be a, you know, permanent goodbye.
Maybe I see you guys.
Maybe we'll see you later.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like the tone I wanted to set for mm-hmm. today's episode. So I hope nobody feels too sad. I hope you won't miss us too much. But we want to say, you know, right now, thank you so much for tuning in and always listening.
Thank you. I want to say thank you too. It has been a great 1 year. I'm so proud of us that we've achieved, like, you know, doing this for 1 year. And it has been just purely fun.
Yeah, it has been fun.
All right.
So let's do Erica's favorite task of all time, which is reflect. So Erica, I want to start off with a very simple question.
Okay.
What did you enjoy most about doing this podcast?
I would say, like, one is the inspiration from Sakura.
From me?
Yes, from you. 毎回こうやって一緒にレコードするたびに、こう Sakura から新しい考え方だったりとか、まあ価値観だったりとかっていうのに触れられて、本当に、楽しかったし、すごく学びになったし、その自分の価値観をどんどんこう広げていくっていう、とってもいいきっかけになったなと思ってて、それが私は一番楽しかった、なおかつすごくありがたいなと思ってること。Also, another thing is understand about myself better. 普段こう思ってることとか感じてることっていうのを実際にこう口に出してこうやってレコードするのって、そんなに思ったほど簡単なことではなくて、やっていくうちにこうなんで自分がこの内容を話したいのかとか、どういう思いを抱いてるのかとか、深いところまで探っていくことができたのは、すごく私は楽しかったかなと思います。
I also want to add that I think you're probably the friend that I spent the most time with this year. I'm being serious.
I'm so honored.
I was going to say that I feel honored to have spent all this time with you and taking all of your time. Because I feel like we spent, I mean, in the initial stages, we spent so much time and effort and hours just putting in it with our brainstorming. And then
there's a lot of planning.
Yeah. And then I think at one point we were recording like once per week or once every 2 weeks, something like that. So not only did we spend a lot of time together, which I really appreciated, but as you said, well, for me, I got to learn a lot about you. And I feel like a lot of these topics you probably don't go into super in depth with.
Yeah, exactly.
With a lot of people. So I really appreciated that.
Yeah, me too. It was like, I just feel grateful that I was able to do it with you. Mm. And I got to know you like really like a deeper level. Yeah.
その面で私もちょっと追加したいのが、I really enjoyed doing this project with you. And you specifically. I don't think there's a lot of people I would have been able to do this with.
Thank you.
Anything creative, I've always done by myself.
Mm.
Whether, again, it's my YouTube channel or, you know, whatever else it is.
Mm.
I always liked having the control and the autonomy of being by myself all the time. なんかそういう面で自分で全部やるっていうすごくメリットもあると思うんだけど、逆に他の人とやるっていうことが、like building something from scratch with someone also was something that I especially enjoyed. because I got to see a different part of the creation process that I otherwise wouldn't have been able to learn only by myself.
Mm.
And to add to that too, I think, you know, it was funny because when we first met, we talked about doing a podcast and now we've done it.
We actually did it.
Yeah. I find that really crazy because I think because it was you, mm. I could do it. Oh. You know, I really loved working with you.
Thank you.
I mean, it makes sense because we used to be colleagues in a different yeah. company, but at the same time, I really mm. just love that process with you.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. And exactly the same thing like goes back to you.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think なんか一緒に誰かと何かをやるっていうのって結構あの簡単なように見えて難しいこともあるけど、でもさくらと一緒だからこうやって1年間できたのは私も全く一緒なのでとてもありがたいなと思ってあります。Alright, then I have a question to you, Sakura.
Of course.
So what was the most challenging part? Like, what was the hardest part?
I feel like for challenges, it's not going to be too surprising. I'll start with the first, maybe more technical things. Mm. So obviously, when you're creating content or even just building something, I think managing your time. So for us, that was creating content, themes or topics, and also scheduling, mm. you know, editing the podcast. You know, we did everything ourselves. We mm. recorded, we edited, we brainstormed, we wrote the script, all everything went by ourselves. So it was very hard to put in the consistency.
そうだね。
Yeah.
確かに。
なんかその面でエリがなんか難しかったことある？
私も同じで、最初って結構いろんなアイディアがあるじゃん。これ話したい、あれやりたいみたいな。でも結構やっていくうちに、待って、トピック次何話すみたいな。結構その、as you said, like consistency is really, really like the hardest part. だから例えば YouTuber の人とかで、あのもう毎週ずっと女の子新しいアイデアで、あのコンテンツリリースする人とかって、ね、あ本当にすごいんだなっていうのを自分でやってみて思ったし、なんかずっとやり続けるっていうのは確かに私も一番難しかったかなって思う。
うんうんうんうん、なるほどね。The second thing I want to add, which I again found out only through sharing this project with Erica.Was finding the sweet spot for the level of what I would say discretion
mm.
or information sharing. Mm. So because I've kind of made content before, なんかすごく気軽になんか自分のことバーって話せて、あとシェア、まあ私シェアすることってあんまりなんか there's nothing damaging or nothing, I mean, controversial, I think, in what I'm saying. But I think I'm very willing to share personal things right off the bat.Yeah. And I think that's where you and I differed a little bit.
Mm.
And I really love the aspect of kind of like the respect and privacy and also the level of high discretion you had towards not only yourself, but also for maybe the people around you in your life or maybe your work life.
Mm.
And I really learned a lot from you in creating that boundary. And that's I would say, yeah, so that's something that was a really good learning point, but also a challenge for me because, you know, what if you...are working with someone and you don't want to talk about the same things or what if you do want to talk about the same things but not at the same level you know so I thought that was quite hard
確かに
でもすごくいいなんか学びになったと思う
確かになんかカルチャー的なとこも結構関係してる気がするななんか
Would you care to elaborate?
なんだろう結構その私の、まあ、カルチャーっていうかアイデンティティのところになるかもしれないけど多分英語で喋ったりすると結構オープンに深いところまで話せるんだけ ど, ど日本語になると割とこうちょっとサーフェスレボみたいなとこもあったりして It actually was a good learning too like knowing about myself、
うん、
like トピックのデプスみたいなところで、うん、オーディエンスが誰かとかあの喋ってる言語とかであ自分がすごい切り替えてるなっていうのはこのポッドキャストを通じて分かったことだから自分のすごいいいファインディングになったしなんかいる場所だったりとかあの聞いてる人がどんな人かなっていうのですごい私変えてんだなって思ったから確かにね challenging but at the same time I think it was a good realization as well、
mm. I think I realized I need to shut up about myself more
No you don't have to You don't
well,
have to
Well I saw the value in privacy、mm. is what I'm trying to say、mm-hmm. as well because I think you're very good at that、
mm.
and it's not like well it's funny because I feel like you still shared so much、mm. with us and with me、mm. And it takes a lot of courage honestly to be open about that stuff but at the same time I feel like yeah, I'm just grateful that I was able to do that with you.
Mm.
So this is a little bit already similar to what we just talked about, but Erica, what did you learn from the process of making this podcast, doing this podcast?
So, I learned a lot, but I would say storytelling 結構勉強になったなと思ってて、なんか自分がこういう風に話しててレコードしたエピソードをリリースした後に実際に聞いてみて、あ、なんか私話すときってこんな話してるんだとか、自分の話し方の癖とか使ってる言葉とかになんか割と特徴があるんだなっていうのを気づけて、もっとこうしたら聞きやすいのかなとか、なんかストーリーテリングのすごくいい勉強になった。なんか仕事じゃないんだけど、あ、聞いてる側ってこういう風に聞こえるんだみたいなのって、なかなかこういう風にポッドキャストとか YouTube とかやんないと分かんないと思うんだよね。だからそれはすごい学びになったし、癖が治ってるかは分からないけど、でも少し意識するようになったかなと思う。
でもエリカってそんな私の面ではあんまり癖ないと思うんだけど、すっごくなんかまろやかでいい話し方だなと私は思うんだけど、
でもやっぱ多分ね、こういうのって自分しか気づかない気がする、うん、かなりなんかこう自己意識な気はするけど、なんかね、あ、やばい、めっちゃ同じこと言ってるみたいな結構思うことあって、
私はもう結構声でかいなと思って単純にうるさいなこいつって
I love that though. I love the energy.
I think storytelling is a skill thatYou know, you just talked about in terms of the creation process. But, I mean, I don't mean to bring work into this, but I think it's important at work as well. なんか誰かに何かを伝えるときに、まあ、オーディエンスを考えたりとか、まあ、どういうコンテンツが一番コンペリングなのかっていうのは、すごく大事なスキルだから、
そういう面だね。あとさ、なんか、ストラクチャー、話のこうストーリー、ここでこれを言って、こう言って、みたいな、なんかこう構成みたいなのも結構勉強になったかなとは思う。
I don't mean to toot our own horn, but I do feel like we had good chemistry on this podcast. I don't know what y'all think, but I really felt natural talking to you about it. So.
Yeah, same, same.
At least I felt that way.
All right, so I have a question. Do you have any advice to those people who are interested in starting a podcast?
I have so many. I love giving advice. I don't know if anybody ever takes it, but okay. So, first and foremost, is a little bit related to what I mentioned earlier, which was being able to work with Erica in this. I had gone from doing everything myself to doing a project with somebody else. So, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, for example, and it seems like a lot to do and a lot to figure out, doing it with somebody else to, you know, partner with them or to divide and conquer the learning curve together...It's really hard to do everything yourself. And I feel like podcast is a really good platform to get involved with other people too. So I feel like in that sense, maybe the hurdle would be better. The hurdle will be lower if you worked on it with someone that you trust and with someone that you know, see yourself being able to do this with. On the other hand, of course, having full autonomy. なんか自分でやることも全然いいと思うんだけど、なんか本当にもうどうすればいいのか、スタートどうやってすればいいのかってなると、なんかやっぱり一緒に誰かとやるといいかなと私はすごく思って。
確かにね。
で、二つ目は I wrote about trying to find topics that you want to talk about. So I feel like one of the challenges for us while doing this podcast was thinking about, okay, what's the topic that we want to talk about this week and how can we go deep about it? And as Erica mentioned,最初にスタートした時はすごくもうアイデアが溢れてくるように、You have so many ideas and so much energy and so much kind of creativity because nothing has been concrete yet. But as you go through the process, I would try to think about what is a topic or a theme that you would be comfortable talking about for like 100 episodes, you know? So I feel like for a podcast, if you want that continuity,thinking a little bit in advance, like what can I really talk about for hours and hours and hours and never get bored was something I think is a piece of advice that I personally have. で、テクニカルの面で言うと、まあ基本的には持ってるもので全然いけると思うんだよね。まあ例えばリコーディングだと自分の電話とか、なんかヘッドフォンとかちょっと小さいマイクとか買ってスタート全然してもいいし、でも逆に私は I like having specific equipment for specific things. And it's not a good trait for me to have. But I do feel like if you set yourself up for success with the tools that you have to do the processes that you need to, it makes life super easy. So as an example, なんか全然関係ない話なんだけど、このポッドキャストするためにI bought this, I'm pointing to Erica, this little machine. It's called like a Zoom pod track, where basically you can plug in up to 4 microphones and it records on this device. So, you know, I could have done it with my phone. We could have recorded with our phones. We could have made it so that we used what we had. But I do feel like when you make the tools and the process easier, なんかもうちょっとナチュラルにランニングカーブもいけたかなと思うから。So I feel like...By no means do you have to buy anything, you know? You can always start with what you have. But maybe if you think about more in the long term, mid to long term, making the process for yourself easier to create what you want to create, I think is something that helps you maintain that consistency.
確かに。
Because if you're stuck being really frustrated with like, oh, I have to do this with the mic and I have to do this in post editing, it's a lot. So that's my advice.
I see.
Yeah.
But I would say like it's like a good investment, right?
I would say so. I mean, you know, we're going to pause this podcast for now, but I'm actually really glad I have this tool, the PodTrack 4. It's really easy to use. And I feel like, yeah, in the future when I do a podcast, I'm definitely going to use this again. So for me, it was an investment.
I see.
You know. Okay. Well, Erica, how about you?
I would say like stick to your theme and your uniqueness. What I mean by that is...especially our case, is we set it as a bilingual podcast. So each episode, we intentionally mix English and Japanese. でそこは多分どんなトピックを話しててもブレてなかったと思うんだよね。毎回英語と日本語をしっかり混ぜてっていうのもオーディエンスを考えてたから。だからそのこうテーマだったりとか自分たちのこう特徴とかユニークさはそれぞれのエピソードでブレないようにするっていうのは結構大事かなと思ってて、まあ、これがあのトピックのテーマでもう例えば一つのことしか話さないのであればそれでも全然いいと思うし、なんかこうパーソナリティとかアイデンティティのところでそのテーマをするならそれでもいいと思うし、何かしらこう何があなたのユニークなところなのっていうのは出すっていうのはすごく大事、
すごく大事だよね、
かなって思うのと、あとは、まあ、さっきも言ったところと被るけど、プランニングがやっぱりすごいあの難しいしとっても大事だなと思ってて、なんか初めて例えば 2,3 エピソードぐらいやってやめるとかでも全然トライしたことに意味があるからいいとは思うんだけど、定期的にやりたいんだったらあの事前にしっかりプランニングをして自分に余裕を持ってあの配信をしていくっていうのはとっても大事だし、あのやっていく中であすごい勉強になったところで、割とこう定期的に配信をするのって簡単そうに見えてすごく難しいことで、特に一緒に誰かとやるってなるとスケジュール合わせたりとかもしなきゃいけないから、例えば1ヶ月分のコンテンツトピックを考えてちゃんとあの日程を決めてレコードをするみたいな、そういう事前のプランニングはすごい必要なんじゃないかなって思いますね。
Yeah, and I wanted to add that I think we were really good at planning ahead. Like, I feel like at some point we had like 3 or 4 episodes ready for the next month or something like that, and I felt really good about it. But even though we were good at planning, it was still really difficult for us. So if you want to think about the mid to long-term longevity of your podcast, if you are doing it with someone, Erica's advice is extremely valid.
そうだね。
Yeah.
確かに誰かとやるってなると余計大事だよね。
そうだね。
ここね。
いや、まあ私たちはあのインパーソンでこのポッドキャストリコードしてるから、それもね、あの I think that adds to the scheduling part that makes it a bit more difficult. But I feel like most people do it online anyway too, so that's okay too.
はい、ということで、goodbye for now.
It's so sad.
I'm so sad too. でも皆さん、あの1年間、さくらと私のこのポッドキャストを聞いてくださって、本当に本当にありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
とっても私たち自身も楽しめましたし、少しでも何か役に立つことだったりとかっていうのが皆さんに届けられたら、私たち本当に嬉しく思います。Sakura, do you want to say like final word to the audience?
As Erica said, thank you so much for tuning in to listen to us, whether it'sone episode or all the episodes. We really enjoyed doing this, and as Erica mentioned, if we could have either inspired or helped people in any capacity, that was our goal in the first place. So I really hope that you enjoyed, you know, this journey with us. And again, it's goodbye for now, but we might come back later. So if that happens, that you'll tune in to us again. But for now, thank you so much. 本当にありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
And happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Enjoy the end of the year.
Bye!
Bye!